Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, come on. Man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up, get there. I don't see no cash no more. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, I...
Blackfoot, one of the
great artists from the soul music era that had the privilege of being in a group named the Soul Children, which was a phenomenal group with two young ladies, and Jay Blackfoot and Norman West. They had some great hits back in the late 60s, early 70s. Isaac Hayes and David Porter were producing them, and they managed to come up with some great hits that everybody would remember. But that's Jay Blackfoot. And he capped the soul music industry off with that great hit, Taxi. And it hit the Jet top 20 chart, number one. It debuted number one, and that was a great time. And we have another group, and we want to encourage everybody to keep your head to the sky, and your dreams will come true. Okay, here is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Thank you.
Wind and Fire, Blast from the Past. They set a lot of records back in those days, and I just happened to be a student in college and coming out of high school in college when they hit the scene, and I mean, it was great. It was a great period of time, a lot of good music. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, graduate of Booker T. Washington High School, Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, we're going to take another look on further in the annals of soul music history. And there was a great group coming out of Philadelphia known as the OJs, the Fabulous, Fantastic OJs. Power. So give the people what they want. More power. Okay, here we go.
Giving up.
Okay, it's Eddie LaVert. He's going on down the list. OJ's said, give the people what they want. Out of the Philadelphia Sound, out of Philadelphia International Records, products of Gambling Huff Productions, the OJ's. And I'm going to let a little Motown slip in for a quick minute, and we're going to go to Detroit and see what was going on in the soul music era there, because they were some innovators. I mean, Motown was something else. You know what I mean? They did their thing, and you know, it paid off. Here's a little music out of the Motor City High Ground. Motor City Soul, Stevie Wonder, High Ground. I mean, that was early in the soul music era, in the 70s. Well, I would say that it had to be late 60s, early 70s. Stevie was hot. He was very hot. I mean, he was selling millions and millions and millions of records, you know, in a period of time when things were very tight, very, very much up in the air. Now, I'm going to also go to another young man who came out of the soul music era and made his way to be vice president of CBS. His name is Cecil Holmes, and he had Chocolate City Records and several other labels, and he was very instrumental in working with artists like Donna Summers and Kiss, and I mean, very different other artists, but he's a great music person. And here's one of his artists that he worked through Casablanca Records with, Neil Bogart, Humphrey Bogart's son, and had many hits on him. Here's Mrs. Donna Summers.
Okay, one more. Hit it, boys.
All right, Miss Donna Summers. Disco. It was right at the end of the soul music era, and Cecil Holmes, one of the great music executives of our time, really worked diligently with Miss Donna Summers. And he also had groups like Cameo and other acts. Randy Brown, formerly with the Newcomers out of Memphis, and my partner, Homer Banks, who wrote so many hits in Memphis for Stax. He worked with them and Carl Hampton and Chuck Brooks to put together some great music out of the Los Angeles area. With Homer was on the staff with A&M Records. But that was Miss Donna Summers and Cecil. You know, we want to say, hey, man, keep the good work up and keep on punching ahead. All right. Cecil Holmes, Vice President, CBS, Sony. And some of the other great acts that sprung out of the soul music era, you know, were just numerous, too numerous to even think about counting, but we want to try to look at as many as we can and kind of see where they came from and what kind of music they were trying to put together and what area, you know, because everybody had their own sound. You had the Memphis sound, you had the Philly sound, you had the Motown sound, and then you had everywhere in between. So we just want to look and see what each one of these great artists, where they were coming from as far as the music orientation. And here's a great duet here from the soul music era, which, as anybody know, I mean, they're great. And I love them, and everybody wants to hear them. So, okay, here's Mr. Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. You've Got a Friend.
Wherever I am, I'll come.
Way and Roberta Flack. I mean, one of the greatest duets of all time. And, I mean, they had one record out when I was in high school called Where's the Love. I mean, everybody loved that record. I mean, it was like a hit across the board. And great act. Okay. We're going to look at a little more Memphis music here, and which was the latter end of the soul music era when this record hit the chart, hit the Billboard charts. The first one, it's going to be a little excerpt from the song Used to Be Your House, Now It's Another Man's Home. Then we're going to go straight into Leave the Bridges Standing. Miss Shirley Brown out of Memphis, Tennessee, by way of St. Louis. Okay, here we go. It's Another Man's Home. It was a smash. Another Billboard chatter. Yeah. Miss Shirley Brown, Leave the Bridges Standing, one of her great hits during the soul music era. She was a great vocalist. She sang with us after, well, she was signed at the time with Clive Davis, and she came with Soundtown mainly because of Homer and his writing ability, and it proved to be worth it. Okay, we're going to move on a little further with a little bit more soul from the Soul Town Vault. Here's a young group that we played earlier, and they are talking about September. It's the fall of the year, getting on down. So we're just a little past September, but here they are. White, he came from Memphis, grew up in Booker T. Washington High School, and I mean that was the area where soul was breaking out in. I mean, like the Stax community, David Porter, you know, who was a writing partner with Isaac Hayes, graduated from there, and the Bar Case, most of them, and a lot of the other groups that where Stax had attended schools in that area, and South Memphis, and looked like it was a lot of soul going around. Okay, we're gonna flip up to my writing partner Homer Banks, and he was offered a deal to write and produce half of the album, and this artist here was going to produce the other half of the album for Mrs. Aretha Franklin. Here is a blast of Great Boys from the Past, and he's talking about the right thing. Nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. I wanna be loved. There's nothing
there.
We've been reaching for that star for a long time. That was a great Luther Vandross, and you know, very inspirational songs, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Keep Your Head to the Sky, because we want everybody to be inspired and try to keep chasing that dream. Okay, here we go. We're going to play a little short speech out of the soul music era, Dr. King, and We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting. And the
Dr. King, he was right there in the middle of the soul music era. And he, you know, I mean, everybody supported doing and everything was a part of the whole era. And one of the greatest orators of our time, Dr. King. And so, you know, that's, we just want to keep everybody head up and headed toward their dream to try to reach the dream that they have aspired to. And that's something that might look impossible, but it's not. Keep working toward it, and it will work out. Keep your faith and keep it going. Because a change is going to come. As every week, we would like to wish you love, peace, and soul. Soul Town. The great Sam Cooke. A change is going to come.
Come, oh yes it will. I'm coming, but I know a change gon' come. And oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't I know.